morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacy Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you on this Tuesday morning, October 13th. Shout out, happy birthday to Jackie.
Yay, happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday to you, Jackie. I hope it's a super duper fantastic day. And we're in hour two of our show. In the first hour, we talked at lengths about why it's so important to vote and be registered to vote. Continuing the conversation, Terry's with me and Josh hanging out as my co-host today and keeping it all exciting and real here in the studio as we really talk about the issues that we're walking through each and every day. And right now, there is, and I know they say this, I get it. They say this every election. This is the most important election of in history. But really it is, right, Josh?
Absolutely it is. You know, the things that the polarization that's happening and the shift that we will go depending on this election is just unreal. To the direction that this country can go. It's either going to go really, really great, or it's going to spiral into, you know, a dictatorial, tyrannical, you know, whatever you call this COVID lockdown.
And I know this kind of simplifies it, and I'm sorry if you feel like it oversimplifies it, but if you really like what we're walking through right now and you really like the decisions our elected leaders are making for us right now and you really want more of the same, keep voting the same, I guess.
You're talking about Oregon.
I'm talking about here in Oregon. I'm talking about here locally, and usually that's your local government is your best government and a way to get involved, and because you're living with your neighbors. Mm-hmm. And we just are getting our voter pamphlets. Marion County just came out, and then the state voter guide as well, and where people submit their information and they talk to you why they want your vote and why they want to be your elected leader and all of those things. And I always find it interesting, and I understand and I get it because I've been on the front lines. I've been in, you know, in the pro-life issue and stuff, and I've had, you know, you want to protect your family. You want to protect, you don't want people, the weirdos, to know where you're at. But I think elected leaders, if you're going to put yourself out there, you should have your phone number and ways to contact you. And I'm always suspect when people don't put their, I mean, they don't put their information. How do you have these conversations, especially during a lockdown? I think you need to be accessible.
With this technology, you can do things like Google, get a Google phone number. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a different course.
I just think there's ways that you could do that and stay connected.
Well, and also, it's kind of a subnote to that, but a lot of news websites have actually disabled their comments because they're putting out so much disinformation that people started reading all of the comments mm-hmm. to get the truth of what the article is actually not or is covering.
Right.
And so there's just a lot of things. A lot of companies now, they don't even have phone numbers. You have to email them.
That's mm-hmm. true. Or their contact form, right?
Contact form.
Yes. And so I'm always suspect, and I think that they're in your face with all the information, but you have no way to check it. You know, you really don't. And so as we continue the conversation, we were talking last hour about, you know, questioning the things that are given to us, the facts and the numbers that we're hearing about COVID, even the presumptive and the confirmed cases. And yet we don't really know what that means.
I had a thing come across, and it was from South Dakota, and this was from the governor's office there. Let's see if I can pull that up real quick. But it talked about what percentages, survivals, according to age. Here it is right here.
It's probably one of the most transparent states in their health department in the whole nation right now is South Dakota and how they're letting people know what's going on. And let me tell you what's going on in South Dakota because I have family there. I'll be traveling there to celebrate my grandma's life, and we'll have her service over the weekend. But what they do is someone's COVID positive. A lot of times the businesses will handle it by saying, okay, anybody, they'll monitor who's been around, who they've been around in the workspace, and they'll say, okay, because this happened to my son. you're in quarantine. Mm-hmm. You're going to be tested, but for safety, you're in quarantine. We're going to pay you. So they have procedures. It's not like they're just pie in the sky and they're not dealing with it. They are. What did you find there?
Oh, yeah.
In the stats?
This was from Governor Kristi Noem. It said South Dakota COVID case recovery rates by age, 0 to 19. These are in years. 100% survival. 20 to 29, 99.96, 30 to 39, 99.81, 40 to 49, 99.66, and 50 to 59, 99. And the ones that started to get it, just like the vulnerable, you know, just like with the pneumonia or flu or any of the others, the 70 plus was 87.93, the more vulnerable, mm-hmm. as it's always been through history.
Right. And it is interesting how that works. And I don't know the stats, but I've heard that in the medical realm that these folks that have had COVID, there's some sort of reimbursement potentially to if there's COVID involved. And so there's some monetary motivation, I'm suspect.
Are you talking about the hospitals?
Oh, the hospitals, the nursing home care facilities, all of that. I would like some freedom of information. I'd like some people to do some investigating on what this is.
Yeah, confirmed COVID case, $4,600 to $6,000 you get federal money. If you put them on a respirator, you get another $38,000.
Whoa.
That's ridiculous.
And so that's
where's this information coming from?
And so a lot of the people that were put on respirators didn't need to be on respirators and actually took their life.
Well, and anybody that's
but
on
then they
those
died from
things,
COVID.
Yes,
it's
have
a self-fulfilled prophecy.
When someone's put on a ventilator, the likelihood of getting off is minimal.
Well, and a lot of doctors were coming out in the beginning in March and April saying, "Hey, what they're recommending on how we put these ventilators and how the settings that we set them to, these are not normal settings." And they were overinflating their lungs and stuff.
Mm.
And they're like, "Oh, this is the recommendation for a COVID patient is you need to set this." And all these doctors are like, "Hey, these ventilators, these aren't being operated correctly. And the
right.
recommendations that they're recommending are not the correct ones."
Crazy. And then the idea in other states where they would put the infected COVID patients amongst the non-infected yep. elderly is just crazy. And thinking
huge.
The logic behind all of that. And so continuing the conversation and why it's important, again, that we make sure that we're registered to vote. Elections have consequences. And we haven't even gotten into, once you're registered to vote, then how do we evaluate who to vote for? Let's talk a little bit about that. When you go to the ballot box, how do you vote? And here in Oregon, it's not, you're not going to a ballot box in person. They're sending you your ballot and you're pulling out your voter guide, right? Or you're going online and researching. That's how I do it. How do you all do it when you're thinking about voting? Who influences you on who to vote for?
So you do research. In Oregon, they give you a pamphlet where you can have a summary about what that candidate's about. Fortunately, they send it out early. I got mine a couple weeks ago. So it gives you a little bit of time to do some research before you do get your actual voter pamphlet.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, once you have your voting stuff put into play, I actually hand deliver mine to, you know, the actual county records area. I think I took mine downtown last year or in 2016. Just to assure I went down to the place where they send the votes to assure that my vote did get there.
That's a very important element. And if you have family members that maybe don't drive, can't get out anymore, for whatever reason, make sure that you assist them in getting those ballots. And I know we have folks that listen to the show all over the country. And so each precinct, each county does it a little differently in every state. And so you need to be informed on where to get registered to vote and make sure that you vote and get it in and get it early. Now, statistics say, and you may know this, Terry, or not, but typically, do you know when Republicans typically vote versus when Democrats vote? Do you know that?
Mm-mm.
So how about you, Josh? Do you know that?
I think Republicans vote the last day.
The day of.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yes. And in my background, in my working with campaigns, no matter what the weather is, Republicans will show up. the only time that, that if they have an illness or they're in the hospital, a lot of times in South Dakota, we would have notarized professionals that could go into the hospitals and get the absentee ballots and carry them for them. That was the procedure in South Dakota. I don't know what it is here, but Democrats will vote early and often. No.
Oh, stop.
I threw that in.
That's bad.
But oftentimes, Democrats will vote early. But if they waited to the last day, the weather will influence them. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? Now, that's a generality, and that's my experience based on South Dakota, because in South Dakota, it's been known to have a blizzard now and again.
Right. Well,
and so the Republicans were often working on, now with absentee, you can vote early through the absentee process and get it in. And so we really encourage, I really encourage people, just get it done. When you get your ballot, don't lay it on the counter and think about it. Look at all the information's out now on who you're going to vote and on these issues. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to start diving into, we're going to have more candidates on. We're going to, Cynthia and I, we're going to go through kind of our voter registration, or not the registration, but the pamphlet, and talk about the different candidates
there
just from kind of a lay woman's term and looking at it. What, when you look at a candidate, Josh, and move aside their affiliation, right? What are you looking for to represent you?
Well, first and foremost, for them to talk about something that impacts me or something that I care about. So it's one thing, it's really hard to tell. You know, everybody's going to make promises. Everybody's going to say stuff. So you got to kind of sift through that. So based on your experience of dealing with people, trying to figure out where the authenticity is. You know, are they blowing smoke or are they real? Usually there's a little gut feeling you can kind of tell if somebody's real or not.
And if they're showing up, if they're active in their community, that's pretty important. Or are they just a resume builder?
You know, that a good thing for them to do is to do a YouTube video. So if you saw their name, you're reading about them, you did a quick YouTube search, and there they are talking to you, telling you what they their values are and you know, what direction they're headed.
Especially these candidates that don't have the funds or the fundage, I like to say, to do these big TV ads to have their name, you know, easily Googled or whatever. And Josh, you have some technology background. There's ways that people can place their, so when they do a search or a Google search, they're right there, right? There's things they can do.
First and foremost, if you're a Republican candidate, don't use Google.
There you go.
Don't depend on Google. They're censoring, stealing all your money. And there's probably in the next couple of weeks, we're going to see a massive disinformation campaign happening. And it's going to be a spillover. They're going to say, hey, all these people are voting. The election's over. You know, just sit down, stay home. And that's what's going to happen. And so be prepared for that. So get registered today. It's really important to get registered.
More importantly,
vote. Don't be discouraged. You know, Jeff was talking about that this morning, about the polls. Don't listen to the polls. Remember, remember, in 2016, they said Hillary Clinton was going to win by 99%.
I want to continue on that thought when we get back from this break, because I think you're onto something, Josh. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Tuesday. Get registered to vote. Just put a link up on our KSLM Radio Facebook page. If you're not registered or anybody in your family registered yet, you can go there, get registered online. Let's get her done. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
Good morning, Salem. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann. Here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you with news that you can use on this Tuesday and every day. I want to remind you to be a friend of ours on Facebook, KSLM Radio, and our website is kslm.news, and we will have this This show that's live now, we will record it and put it up on the podcast. You can share with your family and friends. We just put the post up about making sure that you can vote. And it seems like everything social media is saying, register to vote, register to vote. It's interesting. They're putting links and things, but I don't trust it. I'm like, I'd rather go directly to my Secretary of State office. Mm-hmm. And maybe they link you up. Maybe it's a natural progression, but it's like, boy, everybody's doing all they can to make sure people are registered. Yeah, that's not a bad thing. I've got Terry and Josh in the studio with me, and we're having a great conversation this morning about voting, and a beautiful show this morning, even before we started. Jeff Croft in his political coffee, was talking about what's influencing, and we're hearing all of this hyped up media about how way ahead Joe Biden is in the polls and the critical states and this and that. And we were talking a little bit about what's the likelihood and when do Democrats or Republicans vote, and just pass behavior, in a sense, in elections. Now, here's something that is true. You know, if the media keeps telling people that that Joe Biden's going to win in a landslide, you know, in a sense, there's some psychology in that. And it ties in with what Jeff talked about in your feelings. You know, if people feel why does my vote not count? I'm just going to stay home because, you know, Trump's not going to win anyway, which we know is not true. In fact, I believe that we're going to be shocked this election. I think the silent, in a good way, I think the silent majority is going to stand up and show up this election. And I think that there's a whole bunch of upset non-affiliated voters and Democrats that are like, okay, mm-hmm. I don't care if it's a Republican or not. I don't care that I don't like him. I don't like that he tweets. I don't, you know, about President Trump. He has done what he said he was going to do. And I'm going to vote for the guy. And it's interesting because they're it's almost like whatever the Democrats use through the media, what they say or want us to buy into or believe is totally the opposite. Are you seeing that too, Josh?
Well, that's their whole goal, is deception, diluting the truth, and just completely trying to lead everybody astray and not be informative. I mean, the news agencies, the big ones, they are there to disrupt and distort mm-hmm. Your perception of what's going on, down to discouragement.
And they give you no ability to question it. And when they do posts on Facebook, I know myself and my colleague here at the radio station, Dan, he and I oftentimes are on the public forums throughout the state of Oregon questioning things, you know, and helping people think. And tomorrow morning, in fact, friends, we're going to have first thing in the morning, Jeff Reynolds with PJ Media. He's going to come on the air and talk a little bit about some of this distortion that's going on in media and how to clear the chaos and find the facts, you know, mm-hmm. and we'll have a great discussion tomorrow morning. But in our own lives, you know, we're so inundated with stuff mm-hmm. and messages, and I'm just shocked. We were all having dinner last night, the three of us, and I looked up on the screen, and there's sports, right, where we were at, and there's a guy giving a football report, and he's got a mask on. I'm thinking, for the love, know, he's like distance from the cameras, and he's up there, and I'm thinking, this is just not right, you mm-hmm. know, and so help our listeners make that connection. How do we hear the truth through all of the chaotic mess of distortion?
Talk with each other, the people that are in your circle, and that should be your influence. There is more fact there than what the media is presenting.
Mm-hmm. And when people are looking at who are we going to vote for, what are we going to vote for? And again, back to the basics, pull up, search it out online, the party platform, mm-hmm. just the party platform. What does a Democrat stand for? What does a Republican stand for?
How does it match your values?
And where do you fit in all of mm-hmm. that? And I will always say this, vote your values, right, Josh?
Yeah. The question is simple. Do you want to destroy your future, or do you want to build your future? Do you want to vote Republican, or do you want to vote Democrat? I mean, there's so much polarization between the parties right now And I think that we're going to see a lot of people moving over to the Republican side. The unaffiliated voters, people are starting to see, you know, what the blue cities and the Portlandias around the country, what they're creating and where their heart's at, where the mayor's hearts are at, where the governor's hearts are at. You know, the fact that there was a big looting thing that happened on Sunday in Portland, and they robbed the museum and a jewelry store and everything else.
How is that being peaceful? It's
telling. You don't hear a peep from the governor, but when the Proud Boys try to come in, it's just all hands on deck. We're going to bring in the National Guard and, you know, call in all the, you know, the sheriffs and stuff.
I don't want to live under that.
Well, and I'm telling you,
it's
that
really telling.
It is telling, and it shows a motivation, political motivation, and they're exposed. Their motivation is exposed, and how troubling. And it's interesting, and we did see this a little bit on our news media this morning as we were watching, getting ready to come to the show, that some of the citizens now are standing up. Citizens in Portland are like, no more.
Right.
We're done. We are not going to put up with this anymore. And they're pushing back a little bit, and that's exactly
what
needs
need.
To happen. And in
Vote
Oregon,
locally.
We need to start pushing back. We need to stand up, and we're stronger. We are stronger together.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we need to back our candidates who are dedicating their time, treasure, talent, and I'd even say their reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of a sudden, and I'm watching this with my classmate, Denise Bowles, who is an amazing character. Her character is so good, and she's such a wonderful person, personally. A great mom, a great wife, a great community leader, and it's troubling to see her character assassinated on the fact that she stood up for Oregon and walked out at session because of the terrible tyranny that's going on there. And so we can get behind her and make a difference, and it's time. Time, right?
Yeah, and also, you know, as important as voting is, it's extremely important and everything else, but it's also time for all of us to be engaged actively within our lives in a lot of different aspects.
Oh, well said, Josh. I know, Terry, you
gotta go to work.
The Harley man going to work at the Harley shop here in Salem. Thank you for joining our conversation this morning. You have a delightful day, honey. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. It's so fun to be able to share my time with my friends and my family right here and with you. Thank you for tuning in today. Who do you know that may not be registered to vote that you could give a call or a text message? Hey, are you registered? Think about that. You can join the conversation too. Give us a call, 503-589-1220. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with you on this Tuesday, hour two. Reliable News Talk Radio, educating, empowering, engaging, and certainly bringing you encouragement on this wonderful Tuesday. In the studio, remaining with me is Josh. And Josh, we're going to open up the phone lines. We had a great discussion this morning about why it's important to register to vote. And it's interesting, just in that last little segment there, Ben Shapiro was talking about, and this is a poll that happened within the last couple of weeks, Gallup poll, evaluating if Americans feel like under Trump, they're better. And of course, you know, COVID throws it off. I mean, right now it's tough, but overall, I know I'm better off than I was 4 years ago under Trump in his administration and what he's doing and the short amount of time that he has been in office. How about yourself?
Oh, I feel better.
Oh, you feel better.
I do.
I
feel better. I feel like a huge cloud has been lifted off of this country, and there's been a lot of hope reinjected, even down to the micro level of local communities. You know, we have a lot of new candidates and a lot of people getting involved.
Enthusiasm,
and just
yes.
The enthusiasm's there and everything else. And I do think, I truly believe that that has to do with Trump in itself.
I totally agree.
They're scared of the most.
Mm-hmm.
So not only just his policies and, you know, whatever people say about him or anything like that, the reality is that he's giving this country hope again.
Yes.
And that is so contagious. And I think we haven't even seen the fruits of what his administration has done based on just the hope and infusion and just kind of making politics cool again. He's making people see. A lot of people are waking up. A lot of people are getting involved.
He's given the people the power.
Yes.
He's giving the power back to the people and saying, you all, this is your America.
Well, the reality is that they never lost it.
They've
just been convinced that they didn't have any.
Exactly.
And so he's like, hey, you guys can do this. Hey, I need your help. Hey, you guys got to get involved too.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the fundamental core of what made America.
Yep.
Was the community involvement at a local level and the self-governing.
Yep, and then education.
Protecting the liberties.
And I went to the inauguration in when Trump was elected and the inauguration in D.C., I got a personal invitation to go, and it was interesting even at that time. I saw people, and I visited with people, all different political affiliations, all different colors, varieties, sizes, and there was true hope. There was excitement, and I saw one opposition person in all of that crowd, and we walked all over D.C.
Yeah.
And so I believe he is the hope and change. You know, Obama ran on hope and change. Oh, there's change, all right. But hope was lost and deferred. And now under Trump, there has been hope. But see, the Dems have tried to come in and take that hope away. And they criticize him for being hope-filled.
Yep.
I'm going to open up the phone lines. I'm going to add Rebecca to the conversation. Good morning, Rebecca. Thank you for being a part of the morning show conversation today. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. I think I would contend that the definition for hope is a different definition in the Democrat Party.
No kidding.
They hope to establish tyranny.
Mm.
So that's what Obama was all about.
Yeah.
That's true.
It was an abomination, not an Obamination.
That's right. That's right. Rebecca, you bring in such great insight to our conversations. Talk to us. What's on your heart today?
Well, I called in because you were talking about being involved with voting.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so important, but there's also other important things to do, and one of them is to observe the election. Just go down to the election office and volunteer to observe the election process.
Absolutely.
The Democrats have changed the law so that the unused ballots do not have to be destroyed at 8 o'clock on election night. And so I went down with it. This last time in the primary, I went to observe the election and they wouldn't let me in.
Oh,
and
boy.
So I stood around the courthouse for a while. And after about 10 minutes, somebody came out and said, I'm in here because Bill Burgess let me in. I said, give me Bill Burgess's number. So I called him and he let me in. And while he was letting me in, I was talking to him about the unused ballots. And he said, oh, they're fine. They're under 24/7 camera observation, which does give me a lot of peace.
Sounds like a case of the fox guarding the hen house, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, and he also said to me, we couldn't force the communities to run the election. In other words, the small towns had no boxes. Well, those boxes come from the election office.
Yeah, I think that's a really great point, Rebecca. That's what we need to do is it's not only the importance of voting, but trying to maintain the integrity of the vote is just as equally as important, because, you know, how nice would it be for us to just hand them everything and say, here you go, we trust you. We might vote you out, but we trust you, so just be honest. You know, so I think that's a really, really great point.
Let me ask you this, Rebecca. Have you done this for several years, observed and been involved to this capacity?
Well, I never knew about the observation thing until somebody invited me to come observe. And so I'm inviting people right now, become an observer. You go down there and I just, this last time I just stood around until somebody came and let me in. So I don't know if they're going to be allowing people in, but it's our right to observe the election.
Absolutely.
And they kind of park you off to the side, and you feel like you're not doing anything, but it's actually an important thing to do.
Yes.
And usually there are Democrats and Republicans watching.
Well, I know that there's, my understanding is there's been a lot of attorneys hired for the election day. And I know in areas like in South Dakota and I think in Arkansas where people vote in person, they always have poll watchers, you know, and there's a Democrat, usually when I've checked in, there's a Democrat and a Republican that check me in, you know, and they verify who we are, look at my ID and all of those processes. So this will be interesting for me in Oregon doing the whole mail-in ballot thing. And there's some validity, isn't there, Rebecca, in physically bringing your ballot to the courthouse?
Oh, absolutely. And the difficulty with this mail-out ballot thing is it has been for a long time, probably about 10 years ago, we had somebody who was doing some research and she discovered, I think it was 300 signatures registered at a boarded up house. It was something that should have made the news.
Wow.
I also talked to somebody one time who was a government employee who will not be named because I don't know her name, but she came to help with our efforts, and she told us that people in the government employ the SEIU will come around and have ballots filling out parties and then collect all the ballots. And so there's a lot of pressure to put what they want on your ballot.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Hey, Rebecca, I just have one question for you. Do you feel that your life is better since in the Trump presidency, or has it gotten worse?
Well, we have somebody at the top who really believes in America and who wants to try to see it continue as it was designed to be. Mm-hmm. And that is a wonderful thing. We've been blessed with numerous presidents down through the ages, down through the years that have believed in America. We've also had some terrible ones, and there's a war going on right now. I'm fully cognizant that we have a war between the two. Well, there's actually many other powers. America is an open society, and so we have numerous people in America who function as though they're American citizens, but they are not actually here for our benefit, and they are in all of our institutions trying to destroy what we have, and for various reasons. But they come together under the Democrat Party quite neatly. The Democrat Party, first of all, tolerated them, and now is them.
Mm.
And so we have many different groups who want to destroy us for various reasons.
Well,
in America,
in building that awareness and realizing it's just not fake news, it really is the truth. We can see it manifesting downtown Portland and Chicago and Detroit and Denver, Colorado, and down in LA. I mean, we are seeing that evil up close and too real in my mind. And so we cannot hide our heads, and we cannot just bunker down. We've got to do our part, and we've got to have that same boldness that our founding fathers, they put everything on the line, their time, treasure, talent, reputation, oftentimes their lives.
Yep.
And to hear that Christian people who feel called by God to, you know, be the light and love in the community are staying home and not voting, it just doesn't line up with me.
Yeah. And it's not just about voting. It's also just about involvement.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to get off the couch. It's time to get involved. You know, donate your time. Go ask around. Talk to people. Talk to people that are doing it. Talk to people that are active. You
mm-hmm.
know, reach out to us if you guys want something to do or wondering what you can do. I think Rebecca has a great point with overseeing the election, getting involved that way. Just kind of seeing how the process works is really informative, because that allows you to take your next step.
And the first step might be going and getting that Trump sticker and putting it on your car. Oh, you might get keyed or slashed tire, but that's why we have insurance. You know, be bold, be brave, get out there and be a voice. Maybe when I go, you know, they have Trump stores in South Dakota. Maybe when I go to South Dakota here from the memorial of my grandma, I could go get a bunch of stickers. What do you think?
Yeah.
Bring them back.
I've had a Trump sticker on my car for months. months and months, and I have had nothing happen to me.
No problems then. Well, thank you, Rebecca, for joining the conversation. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Call again. Take care. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, having a wonderful conversation this morning. Thank you for joining in. You can call us 503-589-1220. What's on your mind today? We'll be back after this.
Good morning. It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day this morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Enjoying a wonderful conversation this morning, reaffirming our need to register to vote, to be involved in the process. Your vote, my vote, makes a difference. And certainly want to give a shout out to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group, Willamette Valley, ready to go above and beyond to serve you and all of your real estate needs. Give Dave and Paige a call, 503-939-7099. Events happening this coming weekend, and certainly we're continuing to talk about the 40 Days for Life campaign going on right at Planned Parenthood, right? Not too far from the studio here in Salem. You can find out more on how you can be involved in prayer there at Planned Parenthood, 40daysforlife.com /Salem. And then this Saturday, a couple events, Almsville, the city of Almsville, they're doing a fundraiser for those impacted by the wildfires. It's going to be a fun-filled family day of fundraising, and I know you'll want to join that, and it'd be worth even the drive. It starts at 9 a.m. That's the city of Almsville. And then at the Volcano Stadium in the Salem-Keizer Volcano Stadium, I don't know why I have a hard time saying that word, the 11 Walk and Run with our friends at Kicking Cancer. And check-ins at 8 a.m. 9 o'clock is when it gets started. Bring your team of individuals honoring those that you love that have been contending with cancer. Kicking-cancer.org programs. And one more thing, Salem-Keizer School and also the state of Oregon, if you have kids in the school system, you need to have your voice heard. You need to put your email comments in a public minutes and forum. And you can certainly send an email of your opinion about schools opening up, masks, BLM, all of that stuff that's influencing our children right now. Get involved, stay involved. Email stateboard.publicemail@ode.state.or.us. And continuing the conversation with me today is Josh. Thank you, Josh, for hanging out. We were talking about statistics. We're talking about, in a sense, fake news, that they're using fake science to keep us in a lockdown mode and keep our life as we need to be living free and responsible individuals here in Oregon and across this nation. They're using false narrative to keep us under control, in a sense. And I think it's a beta test. You've
they're
talked
controlling,
about that.
Yeah, they're controlling and manipulating the numbers. The World Health Organization, one of the heads of the World Health Organization, has come out and said these lockdowns are not a good precaution to prevent the pandemic. It's actually going to hurt more people by keeping the lockdown in order. And so the fact that we're still in a lockdown, the fact that this is not being addressed, you know, knock, knock, our governor, she likes to have all these press releases about new coronavirus things.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't she addressing this? Why are they not addressing their Lord and Savior, the World Health Organization, and stating, hey, it's time to open back up.
Right.
And we just need to open back up and take precautions if you're worried about it. Let's start taking these masks off. Let's get these businesses back open. Let's get this economy back roaring for this fourth quarter and drive home right before Christmas. I think it'd be awesome.
And right now into the season, when it's cooler and a shift, and it's typically the cold and flu season anyway.
Yep.
It'll be interesting to see how they're going to try to relock us down and manipulate the numbers.
They're already beta testing. So they're already talking about 11% increase in cases in the past 6 weeks that are starting to go up. But lo and behold, we're in October. Of course, cases are going to go up. We're more inside. We're getting less vitamin D, which the CDC recommends you get vitamin D if you want to prevent this. So if you're worried about getting sick, vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc.
Zinc.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And try to get out there, get some exercise going and everything else, and you should be able to combat this thing pretty pretty well.
Well, and that's what we can do preventatively, and we've talked about that all along, and I've had great guests on the show talking about how we can take control and personal responsibility of our own health, making those decisions, limiting sugar, increasing those supplements, staying healthy, and that's, I think, how we should handle this. And, you know, I was thinking even the other day, you know, when you think about the large amount of people who smoke or vape, you know, or need to maybe shed the COVID 20 pounds that because we've all been indoors and using food to help with our stress levels, right? You know, I'm surprised that we don't see more mandates. I mean, what is this opening? What kind of Pandora's box has opened up with just the mask thing? Now they're going to say, you know, if you're 20 pounds overweight, you won't, you know, I mean, where does it end? Where does it end?
It'll go as far as we allow it to go.
Mm.
So as soon as we as people get together with each other and our neighbors and say, hey, we're not going to do this anymore. We're planning on doing a bunch of flash mobs, anti-mask flash mobs.
Yes.
So we're going to go in to an undisclosed location, you know, maybe a Winco, maybe a Walmart, maybe, you know, someplace that maybe is really hard on the masks and mm-hmm. they're being aggressive. You know, we want to go after those businesses. We want OSHA to put pressure on them for us going and doing that. If you know, because all these good businesses out there that are getting pressured by these institutions, you know, there's other ones that are being dodged and they're being, you know, borderline Nazis about it.
It's terrible. It's terrible. We're going to open up the phone lines again. We got another call. Good morning. Thank you for joining the conversation this morning. We just have a couple minutes, but I want to hear from you. Is this Gail?
Yes, it is, Gail. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning.
I just had a question for you. Have you and Josh heard of the walk away movement?
Absolutely.
Oh, tell us about it. Tell us about it.
Oh, I've just become aware of it, and you can hear DuckDuckGo, you know, walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many people who have walked away from the Democratic, the Democrat platform, and they give beautiful, valid reasons, all differing. And Candace Owens, she's one of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's normal, everyday people, teachers.
I love it. I love it. Is this something on Facebook, Gail?
I don't know. I don't do Facebook.
Okay.
But if you go to DuckDuckGo, type in walk away, I'm sure you're going to find something.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's
hashtag walk away.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's droves of Democrats walking away from the Democratic Party because they've become so radicalized and just they're so polarizing. They're actually kicking out people in their own party because they're not conforming to the new radicalization. And that's what the
walk away
is about.
So here's something else we can do then. Go find these testimonies and share it on whatever platform, maybe just through text, you know, with friends and family that you know, but on social media, share these testimonies. That's a great, great thing, Gail. Thank you for sharing that with us. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Thanks, Gail.
Thank you very
Be
much.
Be blessed.
Bye-bye.
Yes, so the walk away, maybe, Josh, you could share that with me, and I'll put some of that up on our Facebook page.
walkawaycampaign.com.
Walkawaycampaign.com. Mm-hmm. We'll put that up on our Facebook, and that's another way, another tool to influence our friends and family, to help them rethink, reevaluate why they think the way they do. I'm really excited, Josh, on Thursday. I'm going to have a guest on who is one of Trump's voices, and she's a conservative black woman.
Yeah.
Who has an incredible, powerful message, and why.
Can't wait.
Why she's voting for Trump. So we'll be sharing that on Thursday. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.
Get out and vote, guys.
Get out and vote. Yes. Thank you, Josh, for being a part of the show this morning. Remember, over, under, around, or through, friends, you and I, yep, we're overcomers. No matter this election, you might feel a little overwhelmed, but let's do what we can do. Let's register to vote, and then let's go and vote. Have a wonderful day.
Have a great day, guys.
Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.